From packed gyms to roaring student sections, this is where rivalries are born and legends begin. Tonight, the lights are on, the floor is polished, and the next generation of stars is ready to shine.
Now up ahead, as Langefeld's going to lay it up left hand, and one! Got it! And a free throw, can I see?
This is high school basketball at its best. Heart, hustle, and hometown pride. Get ready, Fresno. It's game time on ESPN Fresno. This game is made possible thanks to A-plus signs, mega prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
That's right, high school hoops. Semi-final night on the girls' side, and we're excited to bring in a matchup between two programs that have storied history, maybe not with each other, but on the basketball court here in the Central Valley. Clovis West and Carruthers locking up here in the Eagles' Den, and it's going to be an exciting one for sure coming up here on 1430. Phil Bonanni alongside Paul Metters for a matchup. Winner goes to Selland Arena here in a matter of a week and a day. And, Paul, it's very exciting to bring it up to those folks here who are listening, wherever they are, and gearing up for a game coming up at 6 o'clock. And Clovis West Carruthers, these are when you think girls basketball, you think of these programs the last few years.
I absolutely agree. So on one side, you got Clovis West and their storied history and all the success that they've had under Coach Craig Campbell, the state championship in 2017, the 13 straight Central Section championships that they won that they're trying to get to tonight. On the flip side, you got Carruthers, back-to-back state championships, three in the last 6 years, the one last year in Division II, the one in Division III last year. One thing that has eluded this Carruthers program is winning a Division I or Open Central Section title at Selland Arena. They're still chasing that one. So it could all happen tonight for one of these programs. They're going to be playing next Saturday at 6 o'clock.
They're so close to playing in that famed venue that so many kids in the Central Section strive to be at. And, Paul, when you're this close, how much does the victory feel sweeter and how much does the bitter taste of defeat feel in a game like this?
Well, you hear this a lot in the Central Section, the road to Selland, and that's the goal for all programs, right? We're going to have some really good ones next week. We're excited for that. But that's the goal, to get to Selland Arena. And once you get there, you might as well win the whole thing. But the semifinals are so important. We got the 2-seed Clovis West. You got the 3-seed Carruthers. One of these teams is going to play next week. These teams, though, are guaranteed state playoffs, so the season won't end for them, but getting to Selland Arena is still the main goal, and then obviously winning it is a cherry on top.
We will set it up next, talk about both teams a little closer, and look at their seasons coming in. We're just getting started, getting closer to tip-off here. Clovis West, Carruther Girls on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
High School Hoops pregame show. Clovis West, Carruthers, Phil Bonanni alongside Paul Metters for the call of this one tonight. And, Paul, let's look a little closer at these two teams' profiles for coming in. And start with the home team, the team that has such a storied history. Such a storied history, in fact, Paul, they got two banners up in terms of having to fit all of their championships. No other sport in this gym is highlighted that way. So, you know, Clovis West is an institution. This year, a little bit of a different story, of course, with not being a part of that track championship, but this is still a formidable team.
Oh, yeah, 100%, right? You look at 27-3, and you're like, what? But they didn't win a track championship for the first time in 20 years. That's kind of silly to think like that, but that certainly is the case. You know, Clovis High, with that incredible game last week against Central East, they took the track championship by themselves. Clovis West lost two games in the track play. But, yeah, you know, Clovis West, they play a national-level schedule. They go to at least two big tournaments every year. They take on all challengers. You know, this is the Eagle's Nest here at Clovis West. Just tons of success. They are not only the premier program in the Central Section, and I know other teams are going to have a lot to say about that this year, but they're one of the premier teams in the state of California.
On the other side, Carruthers is a team that coming off that state title last year, right? And they are the three seed in this D1, winning over Mishawaka a week ago at their home court. But coming in here, it's going to be a different feel for this Carruthers team, who hopes to get to Selland by this time next week. What has stood out about this Carruthers team at 20-8?
Yeah, well, you know, 20-8 on the season. They've lost a lot of games earlier in the year. The league has been no competition this year, as is in the past. I think they're up to like 115 straight wins in their league, so that's why they schedule hard games. But this team is, you know, they lost a really good player from last year's team, but they replaced Celeste Mack has come in and kind of taken over the post play. But this is a program that's not scared of the big lights. We mentioned those back-to-back state championship games. They're going to come in with an attitude. They're going to come in fearless as well. And you know for sure, especially they're kind of like their town of Carruthers. They're a small town, and they don't back down from anybody.
Certainly, and the gym is filling up here as we get ready for this game. We'll get the lineups after the break here, but Paul, the line is getting long here. The seats are slimming down here as far as where people are sitting. Are you excited about the atmosphere tonight for a girls basketball game in the semifinals here?
Well, this is, full disclosure, one of my favorite places to call a basketball game, right? Everything is loud. The atmosphere is always great. It's a tight atmosphere. It doesn't have an arena setting. It still has that smallish high school setting. And you're right, Phil. There were three different lines outside. There was the media line, there was the season pass line, and then there was a regular general admission line. And I anticipate a packed crowd here by the time the ball's tipped off.
Clovis West, Carruthers, coming up next here on 1430 ESPN. You don't go to go anywhere. Tip-off is on the horizon in the semifinals of the Division I playoffs. A road trip to Selland on the line. Stay with us. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Central Valley's sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and M-Cubed.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader, gearing up for what should be a fantastic matchup tonight between Clovis West and Carruthers. And, Paul, before we talk more about this game as we get the captain shaking hands with the referees over at midcourt by the scorer's table, let's just set the table here. We already had the boys kind of wrap up their week this week with some good games set up for next week, of course. A lot on the line, of course, on the other side of this bracket with Clovis and Central East, but there's some really good basketball being played right now, especially on all levels. And I think we've seen it bear out. We were here on the air Tuesday. We saw a great game, and we've seen great games throughout this week. How have you kind of seen it throughout the last 4 days?
It's been absolutely fantastic basketball. This is my favorite 2 weeks of all the high school season. And, you know, if you think about the boys' brackets, how about this? Divisions 1-5 are all ones versus twos. And the Division 6, they have the 1 seed and a 10 seed.
Right.
Right? So give CIF selection committee a lot of credit for that. We're going to see some fantastic basketball next weekend at Selland Arena. On the girls' side, there's lots of ones that advance, a few twos as well. So we're going to see some great matchups last week. But, you know, playoff basketball, it just brings about a different energy. You know, in Division I with both the boys and the girls, each school is guaranteed a state playoff. So this is an end of the road for these D1 schools. But, you know, the road to Selland is a special, special journey, and it's a special place to play the championship game.
As both teams wrapping up the warm-ups and heading to their respective benches here, as we will probably gear up to a national anthem very soon. Want to remind you, of course, thank you to all of our sponsors who sponsor these broadcasts and allow us to do what we do here and highlighting high school sports right here on 1430. Got plenty of people here in the building as the PA announcements are going about it. We will give the starting lineups after the anthem is done. Clovis West is getting ready to line up where they are going to line up for the anthem. Carruthers is going to do the same. Really distinctive color matchup here tonight with the maroon and gold and the blue and blue and black, although I think we got all black uniforms tonight.
Yeah, but Carruthers, they're going with that. All right.
Looking at the all black unis, so should be a fantastic matchup.
Yeah, just talking about just the success of each program, and, you know, we're going to talk a lot about these head coaches. Anna Almeida just does a fantastic job at Carruthers, built them into a state power, and of course Craig Campbell, when he came over here from Nevada Reno, this the structure, the pride, what he does on the basketball court as far as the trapping and, you know, the perfectionism that he brings to the program. Just so many different factors lead to building a substantial program that attracts a lot of players, right? Attracts a lot of attention. And it's because of the hard work that both these coaches put into it.
National anthem. Let's listen in. All right, let's begin with the lineups, and we'll start with the road team, the Carruthers Blue Raiders, sitting at 20-8. They have at number 10, McKenna Zilambidis, the shooting guard senior there. Number 11, Madison Kirkpatrick, will start there as well. Number 21, Celeste Mack, the senior, the standing at 6'1". 23, Emmy Almeida. She's going to be a good one as well. Layla Palacios as well at 24. Paul stands out about that lineup for the Carruthers Blue Raiders.
Yeah, so these matchups are going to be really tasty. Emmy Almeida, the coach's daughter, a four-year starter. If you watched her in those state championship games the last 2 years, she's been absolutely nailed. She does everything right. She controls the offense. She's a leader, an extension of the coaching staff. She can shoot the basketball. She can do it all for the Blue Raiders.
On the other side, 27-3, the Clovis West Golden Eagles sitting at that record. Number three, Ramey Chapman is going to start as the junior point guard. Number four, Jocelyn Martinez, the guard, a senior. Number five, Riley Schoonover. She's a forward, senior as well. Milani Warren, wearing number 21, is a senior guard. And Sydney Swellis, number 22, a forward sophomore for her as well.
Yeah, so the flip side for Clovis West, Ramey Chapman, she's an extension of Coach Craig Campbell. She's a point guard. She's just being announced right now. She does everything. She handles the ball the majority of the time. She's really savvy around the basket. She's an excellent passer as well. She's a gamer. She's played in big games, won two Central Section championships this season. Coach Campbell and his staff gave the reins to Ramey, and she's doing a fantastic job. She's one to watch tonight.
the meeting of the minds between these two coaches, Craig Campbell, Anna Almeida. You mentioned it before, but it's going to be fascinating to see how they go tick for tack, especially in substitutions. Craig Campbell loves to go in terms of what is going to be thrown at the court. But you look at this Carruthers roster, and it's going to be pretty much who they have. Only nine available players, I think, tonight for them on the roster. So what Carruthers has is what they have. They're not going to be throwing out many different lineup combos.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's kind of a short bench for Carruthers this year. Coach Campbell will go probably eight deep, maybe nine tonight. Both teams, they'll take opportunities to get up and down the court. But I think with both of these defenses, I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game at all. I think every basket is definitely going to be earned tonight.
So we get the buzzer and get set up in the middle here. Riley Schoonover is going to tip off against Celeste Mack. Carruthers in their all-black uniforms with the blue trim. Clovis West in their all-white uniforms with the maroon trim and the yellow lettering. 8 minutes on the clock. First quarter underway as the tip-off goes to Clovis West. Jocelyn Martinez wins the ball and gets it to Ramey Chatham, who gets it over in the corner to Schoonover. Schoonover inside, back out to Schoonover. Pump fakes, now drives left side, kicks to the corner. Swillis, corner three, no good. Strong, but a long rebound goes back to Clovis West. It's Martinez over to Chapman. Chapman back to the basket. Bounce pass that goes off the leg of Celeste Mack, so it'll trickle out of bounds. It'll stay Clovis West basketball.
Yeah, Chapman trying to feed Schoonover down in the post and have a really good angle on that. Just bailed out by throwing it off Carruthers' legs.
Swillis to the corner to Martinez. Martinez over to Chapman at the top of the arc. Now she holds the basketball above her head. Kind of in between two of her own teammates in the past. Schoonover cannot get it, though, on the shot attempt and a tie-up and a jump ball. We'll see possession arrow go to the Carruthers, and so it'll be Blue Raider basketball.
Yeah, that out-of-bounds play, they had an opportunity underneath. And, yeah, we heard that thud, Phil, and can't get her number right here, but she is in pain for hitting her head.
Number 24, Layla Palacios, it looks like. As she has to go to the bench, and, yeah, there was a real collision between four to players there between Carruthers and Clovis West on that pass from Ramey Chapman. So Palacios has to sit, and in is Mariah Rubicalva. So an already thin Carruthers roster has to now be without Palacios for a little bit. As here comes that classic Clovis West press. Carruthers breaks it to the front court, and now Emmy Almeida gets it inside. Celeste Mack poked away was Riley Schoonover in the middle. Ramey Chapman picks up the deflection. Over to the corner, thought about the three, now pass back out. It's Chapman who sets up on its way. Three-pointer no good. Schoonover gets the offensive board, and now she's been appealed back and handed over to Martinez. Martinez now dribbling inside on Mack. Now realizes it's a mismatch. Now gets it over to her teammate. Turnaround jumper no good, and Emmy Almeida with the offensive board. Coming away the other way is Carruthers. Pump fake, turn. Now they got to find a way to get to it. Mack is going to be fronted, and Schoonover tips it away again. Chapman the other way on a fast break. Laying up left hand, floats in and goes.
Yeah, that's two straight turnovers for Carruthers that tried to get the ball inside. Clovis West playing on top was able to tip it away, and that started the fast break. Nice layup by Chapman.
Almeida up ahead as they're going to try to break this press once again. The Clovis West, it's so hard to beat this team with this full court press. Mack up ahead. Blocked the shot, though. Schoonover's been big on this other end. Coming the other way is Martinez. Martinez takes the body. Layup right hand. 4-0 Clovis West.
So three straight defensive possessions favor Clovis West. They turn it into two buckets.
Almeida up ahead. Skilled Carruthers dribblers here. It's Kirkpatrick who gets it to Almeida, met with the logo, double team there. Now passes it to the other side as Semovedis gets it inside to Kirkpatrick. Two-pointer shot on the baseline, no good. Schoonover rebound.
Look at Chapman. She's got her eyes up.
Chapman to Martinez, who's open on the left side, and a timeout from Coach Almeida. 6-0 run for Clovis West to start. We'll take it with them. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Basin Duker, Helena Agri, and Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, welcome back. Carruthers is going to inbound. The 6-0 run for Clovis West as they've been able to run the fast break here early. Almeida up ahead, Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick got to Almeida at the corner. Now they get into the front court. Fire away three-pointer. Kopax does not get it to go. And it's Clovis West rebound. Here comes Chapman. Chapman to the corner. Sidney Swillis. Corner three. Catch and shoot. No good. Martinez fights for another offensive board, though. She throws up a wild shot on the right side that goes off the glass.
Well, Clovis West is just quicker to the basketball, grabbing the offensive rebounds, giving him second chances.
Almeida. Getting it up ahead is Kopax. Kopax blocked away from is Milani Warren. No, Chapman, excuse me. Chapman up ahead. It's Martinez again. It's 10-0 Eagles.
But Chapman is making every correct decision on the court right now. Took it to the hole once for her layup, and then there's another steal.
Schoonover with a steal from the Almeida pass on the other side of the court. Schoonover now gets it over to the corner to Milani Warren. Milani Warren bounce pass. Martinez open. 12-0.
Another timeout. It's an absolute clinic for Clovis West girls basketball to start this game.
Paul, we haven't really broken it down this much, but we know, and people who played against Clovis West and seen Clovis West play knows that that full court press is so swarming. And Paul, talk about some of the mistakes maybe Carruthers is making when they go up against this Clovis West press.
Well, they're trying to throw over the top, and Clovis West is just rallying to the basketball, tipping it. You know, it's not easy, Phil, right? And I was curious what type of press Clovis West was going to throw at Carruthers, but it's the one where they are trapping at every available opportunity, not making anything easy. So you talk about the guards for Carruthers, and they're not very tall, right? That's when a tall guard really comes into play and help, because you can see over the top better, a little bit stronger passes. I feel like Carruthers are trying some cross-court passes that just aren't there. Clovis West has some decent height this year, and they're able to really disrupt those passing lanes for the Carruthers is trying to create, and they just simply aren't there.
Layla Palacios is back in the game now.
Good news.
She hit her head in a collision, so come out of this timeout.
Yeah, so just to set it up, there's nobody on the ball as far as inbounding. They let the inbound happen, and then they try to create the chaos as Clovis West, as they almost
Chapman
got another
almost
steal.
Fight for the basketball on the floor. Martinez has it, but they're going to call jump ball. It'll go Clovis West direction.
Yeah, they'll give up that first pass. They won't deny that first pass, but after that, it's tough sledding.
12-0 Clovis West leads over Carruthers. 4:24 to go in this first quarter. As the inbound to Chapman. Chapman. Moving it over to Milani Warren. Inside Schoonover. Schoonover double team met by Mack. Blocked there between Mack and Palacios.
Yeah, Mack did a great job of sliding over and helping Schoonover. Tried to put it up with her left hand and was met.
All knocked away from Palacios. Fight for it as she gets to the other end. Now she's got to find someone to pass it to. Almeida is there, and she's dribbling between two defenders. Now she has to lost the ball momentarily, picks it up, and it's a jump ball as Chapman was able to kind of force it. It's going to – or Schoonover there, excuse me. And so it'll go Carruthers basketball. They'll inbound it under their own basket.
Yeah, Emmy found herself in a tough situation in the corner, trapped. Never a good spot to be in.
Kirkpatrick to Palacios. Palacios guarded tightly by Milani Warren. She turns to the right side, throws up a shot that's well short on the layup attempt on the right side, and no good. Another loose ball. Fight for it as it gets to Martinez. Martinez poked away, and Palacios is going to commit a foul as she hit her arm.
Yeah, I think Schoonover actually got a piece of that on the block shot. That's her second block of the game.
So 12-0 still. Clovis West will inbound here on the far sideline.
Not a lot of room there on the sideline. Clovis West is famous for that.
Over to Ramey Chapman. Chapman into the front court now. Scoot over, and we got a whistle. And is it another foul here? It is a foul on Carruthers. Madison Kirkpatrick. Didn't really see what was happening at the top part of that play that was developing, but she gets called for the foul there. Swillis will check out.
And what Carruthers is doing defensively, they're just sticking Mack underneath as they kind of slip right by
her. Chapman just grabs it, turns up, and lays it up on the right side. Ramey Chapman check her numbers there, but she's been on fire. And another pass that's just going to float into the hands of Schoonover, and they're going to go the other way with Clovis West. Already up 14-0. Milani Warren, three-pointer, calls 17-0. Eagles.
Oh, my goodness, this is an absolute perfect start for Clovis West in this game.
Ahead Almeida to Palacios to Almeida again in the backcourt. Remember, no backcourt violations here in terms of the clock. Palacios poked away momentarily. It's stolen away by Martinez. Martinez up ahead to Chapman as she gets across the half court. Now she hesitates, floats in, tries to get it to Schoonover on the backside. No. And here comes Carruthers as the loose ball was picked up by Almeida. Almeida to the center to Mack. Mack now up ahead as it's Kirkpatrick. Mack now has it. She turns, gets it to Almeida, two-point jumper, and finally Carruthers is on the board.
I think that's actually only their fourth shot attempt in the game.
Coming up is Curry, who is wide open on the right side, but she short-arms it, and it's going to land out of bounds. As I think Martinez knocked it away on the offensive board attempt, so it'll go Carruthers' way. Put some folks checking in for Clovis West, including Zion Williams. Check some other numbers there. As Carruthers tries to break this press again, up ahead, floating over, and Williams is going to knock it away.
Yeah, Williams has missed a lot of action this year with an injury. Good to see her on the court.
Floating up, back side left-hand layup, no good, but nice rebound for Curry. Williams on the three-pointer, steps into one, catch and shoot.
How about that? Comes in a block shot and then hits a three.
20-2, Clovis West. Carruthers the other way. Flying in and blocking it away was Grace Franklin coming off the bench as it was a layup attempt from Davis Kolpash. See Carruthers, they're just got to find some sort of rhythm here.
Yeah, they're just being worn out by this Clovis. And you see a lot of subs on Clovis West side. You mentioned Franklin. She's a freshman. Her dad is the head football coach at Bullard High School.
Palacios guarded tightly by Curry. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. No good on the left side. Mack fighting for an offensive board. She gets it. Now she's got to pass it. Dangerous one to Almeida. Inside underneath. Kirkpatrick is going to try it. No, it does not go off the glass. She thought it went down when she turned around. Here comes Clovis West the other way on the board. Curry feeding inside, but stolen away Almeida. But she lost it on the dribble, but saving it out of bounds of the Clovis West player that got to Carruthers. Almeida now in the key. Floats it off the glass and rattles in. A little wild sequence there.
Yeah, Almeida doing it on both ends. Gets the steal, comes back, and gets the five-footer off the glass.
Curry to Williams in the corner. Short on the three-pointer. Almeida now looking to pass it up ahead. Another deflection in the backcourt. Almeida has to pick it up now.
Got flashing one in the middle.
Getting up ahead to Palacios, to Mack, to Almeida inside. Turnaround jumper. No good on the front iron. Two defenders. There's Martinez rebounded it, but Carruthers is going to force the jump ball. 20-4, Clovis West with 44 seconds to go in this first quarter. Been a clinic for this Golden Eagles squad.
We love these new scoreboards, Bill. We get up-to-date leading scores.
Chapman back in. As ball deflected on the near side. Out of bounds off of Palacios. Stays Clovis West basketball. 34 seconds to go with 18 on the shot clock here to end the first quarter. Inbound to Chapman. Chapman, the stellar junior. Driving in now, pulls back. Dribbling with the right hand. The top of the arc. Gets it to Martinez. Martinez with 8 seconds to go. Over to Chapman. Catch and shoot three on the near side. And no good. Offensive board goes back to Clovis West. Williams, a heat check three, no, on the left side. Another offensive board for Clovis West. A layup attempt, no good. Schoonover, though, on the fourth opportunity, gets one to go.
Just relentless on the on the glass.
Carruthers has 4 seconds to go. They're up in the front court. Got to get a shot off somewhere. And we had a whistle right before the buzzer. And there might have been a foul. It might have been a foul right before the buzzer. That's what I heard. And, yes, there is going to be a foul.
Probably put 1 second on the clock. It's only the first team foul for Clovis West in this game. See what they put up. 0.6.
So a catch and shoot opportunity. We'll have to check where the foul was for Clovis West, but inbound with 0.6. We'll see if we can beat the buzzer here. Almeida looking to inbound it in. Gets it to Mack. Ball deflected, and that will end the first quarter. Clovis West jets ahead here in the first quarter, 22-4 over Carruthers. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, welcome back. 22-4, Paul. It's just as good of a start for Clovis West as you can find it.
Oh, absolutely. They're doing everything. Executing on the offensive end. The defense has been outstanding. It's been extremely difficult for Carruthers to not only get the basketball past half court, but to get a good shot.
Chapman stolen the other way. Throws up a wild layup attempt. No good. Thought she got contacted there. Almeida with some speed the other way. Back to the basket. Now kicks it to the corner to Fitzpatrick. She picks up her dribble and another jump ball as Chapman just gets in there and forces it.
And this just seems, Phil, like this is one of those games for an opponent of Clovis West where everything is just sped up, right? You just put the ball down, you feel like you're double teamed, right? Because it's true. Every time Carruthers is putting the ball down, there's two defenders for Clovis West right there making things difficult.
Up ahead, Martinez, who's the leading scorer in this one tonight with 10. Getting over to Curry. Curry to Swillis at the now top of the arc. She dribbles over. Back to Martinez on the far side wing, three-pointer area. Now inside, bounce pass. Back to the basket, Curry. Back to Martinez, but kind of a wild shot. Not a backcourt violation, but really close. Now inside, Schoonover, blocked but fouled. I mean, Almeida's going to get called there. It's going to be two free throws for Riley Schoonover.
I think they called it on Mack on the body because Almeida came from behind and blocked it. It looked like a clean block from her. I called it on Mack.
So, first free throw, no good. Check on the second. Good to go. 23-4. As we got a foul from behind as Alani Warren a little too aggressive on the inbound pass to Almeida.
Yeah, I mentioned, right, the Clovis West is okay with inbounding the ball. They'll let that happen. Coach Campbell wasn't happy about the poke.
Almeida up to Mack. Mack cross-court pass to Fitzpatrick. Just kind of a loose ball now. But gets back to her teammate. Almeida cross-court. Steps into a three-pointer and knocks it down. Kind of hesitated with the defender to go by her, and she was able to knock it down.
Yeah, you can tell she's shot a few of those in her days, right? Pretty.
Timeout, Craig Campbell after that three. So we'll take it with him. 23-7, Clovis West leads over Carruthers on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops here on 1430 ESPN. 23-7, Clovis West leads over Carruthers. They have the basketball. Jocelyn Martinez just blowing by the left side. No good, though, on the good defense from Almeida on the layup attempt. She has the basketball now across half court. Now has to find someone to get it to. Finds Mack. Now Mack turning, getting it over to the other side to the corner to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick to Palacios. But Mack is deflected in the pass inside. Off the side of the backboard shot. She didn't really know where she was going. And now here comes Clovis West the other way. Martinez met by Palacios. Palacios stops, picks up the dribble. To the corner is Swillis. She drives in and is met by Palacios, who rips it away from her but called a jump ball.
We've seen a lot of jump balls in this game, and Swillis put the ball on the court, and she's kind of a three-point shooting threat now, not like her sister, Alexis, who saw her do a lot of dangerous important plays down underneath. She's more of an outside shooter.
Dribbling is Solomitas over to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick to Almeida. Almeida to the far side to Kopass. Over to Almeida at the top. Double team. Dribbling. Now puts the ball to the floor. Gets it up to Palacios. Palacios got to find an extra pass. Can't get it to Solomitas, who passes back out to Kirkpatrick. To Almeida, who turns around off the glass. And we have a shot clock violation. And that's just Clovis West determination there.
Yeah, every double team just makes things so difficult. You think you're open for a second, but Clovis West defense collapses.
Martinez now dribbling the basketball. 16-point lead for Clovis West. Wide open underneath Schoonover. She was just left alone under there. Breakdown on the defensive side for Carruthers.
Yeah, well, Mack was getting really tired for Carruthers. There's not a lot of height on the bench for the Blue Raiders.
Almeida. Pass deflected again. Just the arms just getting in the way of these passes. This underneath is Martinez. Cannot get the layup on the right side to go, and it knocked out of bounds, and it will go Carruthers basketball.
You know, with Coach Craig Campbell, whenever there's an out-of-bounds, baseline out-of-bounds or sideline, he's looking at his cheat sheet that he takes out of his back pocket.
Excuse me, it stayed with Clovis West. Yeah. Rebound into Scootover. Gets it to Martinez. Turnaround layup no good on the left side. She gets her own rebound and another jump ball. And it'll go Clovis West again.
Yeah, Clovis West with only 3 points in the first 3 minutes plus in this quarter. They've missed a lot of shots underneath.
4:51 to go in this first half. Inbound into Martinez. Martinez drives baseline. Little turnaround pass or shot. I don't know what it was. It was Chapman, actually, that got contacted there after the shot. It is a foul, and it'll be on Jimmy. Or it was on Palacios. Her second foul. Free throws for Ramey Chapman.
I think she kind of found herself in no man's land and threw it up, hoping for a foul, and she got it. I do have an update, Phil.
What do we got?
The other side of the bracket, the top side. So after one, Clovis and Central East are tied at 12. A lot of eyes on that basketball game as well.
26 now to 7. Clovis West leads. One other free throw to go for Ramey Chapman. Second free throw, high arcing shot lands in the bottom of the basket. 27-7. Clovis West. With 4:42 to go in the second quarter. Almeida, and she's fouled as she tried to split the defenders. We'll check the number on it. A discussion from the referees here.
And last year, Phil, after Carruthers won the state championship, I had Coach Almeida and Emmy and a couple other players on my Saturday show. And I asked Emmy, your senior year, what do you hope for? Another state championship? She's like, no, I want to play at Celand Arena.
Emmy Almeida pass inside Kirkpatrick. She met by defenders. Now driving baseline is Kopass, who cannot get it to go. Gets her own rebound, though. And back out to Almeida. Almeida dribbling, finding somewhere to go. Cross-court pass on its way. And it's a three from Zenaya Guzman. And Carruthers is up to 10.
Oh, good job by Emmy. I almost called her Anna. They're surveying the court and finding the open girl.
Zion Williams with a three the other way. And it's 30-10. Clovis West. Emmy Almeida met double teamed in the backcourt, trying to find somewhere to go. Stays on that pivot foot. Now gets it up to Guzman. Guzman now up ahead to Kopass. Kopass met by some defenders. Splits it somehow. Finds her own basketball. Throws it to Mack, but Mack off her foot. Up to Williams. Williams just kind of lost it in the backcourt. And Kopass knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Clovis West basketball.
Oh, I thought that should have been Carruthers. It was a little pass to herself. She lost it, and I thought she was the first one to touch it. Referee saw it differently. Kept it Clovis West way.
So now they settle it down. Ramey Chapman back in as Jocelyn Martinez will step ahead. Chapman now getting it to the corner to Alani Warren, three-pointer in the corner, no good, too strong. Rebound, though, goes back to Clovis West, finds it to Marley Morin. Extra pass to Chapman, three-pointer, another one, 33-10.
Chapman's usually the one distributing the basketball on threes, but she was a recipient on that. She was ready to catch and put it in the net.
Guzman to the corner to Kirkpatrick, back out to Almeida. Almeida's just going to fire a three on its way. He's short on the right side, no good. Mack fighting for the rebound, ends up finding Kopass. Kopass to the Guzman, deflected pass, finds her though. Now she dribbles left side, bounce back to Mack. Collision underneath, but Mack cannot get it to go. And Schoonover gets the rebound. They just can't get anything in the paint for Carruthers. Clovis West with 2:34 to go now. Chapman taking the screen, dribbles right side, guarded by Mack. Back out to Milani Warren. Warren back out Williams. He's been hot from three, no good. Front side, Schoonover, rebound, no good. Schoonover gets her own wrist, now puts it back up on Mack, no good. Short on the right side, Mack with the board.
Yeah, good defense by Mack, not jumping, just putting her arms up and making it difficult for Schoonover.
Here comes Almeida. Almeida stops in the key, now passes back out to Guzman. Guzman back to Almeida. Almeida step back, long two-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound as Kopass able to get it again. Back to Kirkpatrick to Mack. Mack is going to drive left side, takes contact, and draws the foul.
Yeah, that's the right call. Williams is slow, sliding over baseline to baseline. Just nothing is easy for Carruthers. Good environment here at Clovis West. Got the brown bleachers. You don't see a lot of brown filled in by Carruthers people on one side wearing blue, and Clovis West people behind the bench.
First free throw good from Celeste Mack. 33-11.
Yeah, only three players for Carruthers have scored tonight.
Second free throw, good to go from Mack. 33-12. It's 1:52 to go in this second quarter. Leading scorer on Clovis West side, Jocelyn Martinez with 10. The other way, it's Emmy Almeida with 7. Splitting the defense is Guzman.
Too easy.
Excuse me, Curry. McKenna Curry able to get it to go. 35-12. And the Almeida's got a break to the press again. Gets it up ahead to her teammates now. As it's Kopass. Kopass over. Back now. It's deflected into the hands of Martinez. Martinez the other way for Clovis West. Dribbling with the left hand. Now peels back to the other side, now turns it to Williams. Williams, hard layup attempt, no good. Fight for the Roars, gets it back to Almeida now, and Carruthers is in business the other way. Crosses the timeline, Almeida back to the basket on Milani Warren. Pass back out, three-pointer, good to go from Mariah Rubalcaba. Rubalcaba, 35-15, Curry. Pulls back, passes it back to Swillis, three-pointer. She can't get it to go. Carruthers with the basketball underneath. Here comes Almeida, but an ill-advised pass finds Martinez, who's in front of her intended target. She lays it up the other way for Clovis West.
Great first half by Martinez, just doing it all.
37-15, 34 seconds to go on this first half, 26 to go on the shot clock. Rubalcaba dribbling and say poke from behind. Milani Warren was able to tip it away. Martinez now can settle it down for the final shot for Clovis West. Could put a real exclamation point on this second half. She's just standing right in the backcourt with Craig Campbell, and here they go with 10 seconds to go. Now setting up into the front court. She drives right side. The glass. Good to go. Brothers will inbound. Will they get a shot off? Almeida fires, but it's well too late after the buzzer. Your halftime score, Clovis West leads over Carruthers 39-15 here on 1430 ESPN. We'll have the half. We'll be right back with more action on 1430 ESPN. Fresno of the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, JFC Jam Management, and Meat Eds Pizza.
All right, welcome back. High school hoops here, 39-15. Clovis West leads over Carruthers here on 14:30. And Paul, sometimes you just kind of know what Clovis West is going to be all about in certain games, and the way they consumed the the time of possession, the ability to be around that basketball tonight so far. What has stood out to you about the overwhelming pressure they put on Carruthers today?
Well, that was a good word you used, Phil. You said consumed, right? And that's kind of what you feel the Clovis West has done to Carruthers defensively. Nothing has been easy. I wasn't quite sure, to be honest, what type of defense Coach Campbell was going to implement in this game against Carruthers, because you knew Emmy Almeida, just a great point guard, a general, a leader out there, very capable ball handler, doesn't have a whole lot of speed. So Coach Campbell and his staff decided, hey, we're going to trap every opportunity we can. We're not going to make anything easy. That's the style of Clovis West. It's been very successful. They'll tweak some things when they play other opponents, but he felt like that was the best defense. And they've run it to perfection, right? At one point, it was 17-0. There was just steal after steal, layup after layup for Clovis West. And that's kind of how they roll, right? They're a pretty good half-court team. You know, we've seen them hit some threes in this game, not a lot, but this team is predicated on that defense, turning into offense, making things difficult for Carruthers. That's exactly what's happened in the first 60 minutes of this one.
And if you're Carruthers, what's Coach Almeida talking about in that halftime locker room?
You got to get back on defense, right? We've seen that a lot, Phil, when a team is down by 20 or more points, right, 39-15 right now, you just got to play solid defense. Turn it into scoring opportunities on the other side. You obviously got to hit some threes. I'm curious if they're going to change the attack a little bit. Carruthers has been inbounding the ball to Almeida, and then she's been trying to break the press, trying to pass the ball to the middle. I wonder if they'll try to put her off the ball a little bit, try to float her in the middle, get her the ball, and then she can create off of that. That might be an adjustment Carruthers might make. But, yeah, when you're down by as many points, 24 points, on the road against a top-flight state-ranked team like Clovis West, it's going to be tough, but just got to play every possession like it's the last.
It is a 24-point lead. Carruthers will look to dive into it here soon. We have another break to take. 39-15, Clovis West girls leads over Carruthers here with a trip to Sellin Arena on the line. Stay with us. We'll have second-half tip next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCLE.
All right, welcome back. Second half coming up very soon here. 39-15 our score. Well, we got a couple scores here, at least, from Max Preps.
What do you got? Go ahead, Phil. The Clovis game?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Clovis, so we got, I think it's halftime.
Third quarter, or maybe
third quarter. It's just the start of it. 24-22, so low-scoring affair. Clovis is up over Central East. Torres with a huge lead, 22-7 over Mendota. And Shafter, 34-19 over Morro Bay. And that's all we got. And Kalinga, 31-22 over Santa Ynez.
Yeah, not much other scores popping up, even our game.
Yeah. I'm trying to say – my texts aren't even going through. There's so many people here at Clovis West, and that's the case a lot of times.
Well, Paul, maybe
things will go through.
I'll tell you what. Clovis West certainly, the way they keep going here, could certainly clear out a gym if it goes a certain way. But we'll see how it goes. Carruthers got a long way to go to climb out of this one. Down 24, 39-15. Inbounding the basketball will be Clovis. No, it will be Carruthers, I believe. Carruthers is, by the way, still in the locker room at the moment. So, as we get ready here, Carruthers literally running out of the locker room right as we speak, as second half is right about to begin. So, they really utilize all the locker room time here, Paul.
And that's what Coach Almeida does, right? I mean, you always feel like you got a chance. You want your team to play well in the second half.
Palacios, another pass deflected. Martinez has been all over this defensive effort. As now they set up on the offensive side, Clovis West now shooting to the basket near us here. Scoon over, turn around, holding the ball above her head. Now pass back out Martinez. Now to Swillis in the corner. Swillis getting it over to Chapman. Chapman hesitates, now picks up her dribble. Hands it to Martinez, who peels off to the left side. Dribbling hard left side, throws up a shot, and it's fouled. Martinez is fouled there. And we'll check the number as Celeste Mack commits her second.
I was just going to say, Phil, that that was probably the best defensive set that I've seen Carruthers play, at least out on the perimeter, and then get called for a foul with about 4 seconds left on the shot clock. Remember, shot clock, girls basketball, only at 30 seconds.
Martinez misses the first free throw. Second free throw on its way. And good. As you put it out, 40-15. A little under 30 minutes and 30 seconds into this first half. Almeida, ball knocked away. Martinez has been really good with her hands tonight. Almeida over to Palacios. Palacios now getting it up ahead and dribbles just past the half court now. So now they're in their offensive set. Chapman is going to jump in front of a pass and she can't contain it. She slams the ball a little bit in frustration because she can't get the basketball out of bounds. Carruthers basketball still. Pass back to Almeida. Almeida guarded tightly by Martinez. Now over to the other side to Palacios. Palacios dribbling left hand, takes the contact. Now picks up the dribble. Back pass out to Almeida. Turn corner to the her teammate Kirkpatrick, could not get the three to go. Rebound, scoot over.
Look at that defense, right? Carruthers is coming out, double teaming everything.
There comes Martinez up ahead to Chapman. Chapman stepped through, layup no good. Palacios gets the rebound. Ahead now is Solomitas up ahead to Almeida. Almeida's got to pick up her dribble.
Tough spot.
Double team. She's got nowhere to go. Passes up and over the head of Celeste Mack. She was all alone back there, but the throw was just over her head, and another turnover for Carruthers.
I had a bad feeling about that. She picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Clovis West was able to use the out of bounds as an extra defender. Just threw it away.
Ramey Chapman. Now dribbling into the front court. Ahead to Melani Warren, to Martinez. Over to Melani Warren. Three-pointer peeling off the screen.
Well, that was a new play I haven't seen from Clovis West this year. A little flare screen at the top of the key. Catch and shoot.
Three-pointer. Another pass from Almeida that is in the front of Chapman, but she could not contain it. Went through her hands. Carruthers maintains possession. Mack underneath. She's fouled as she shoots the basketball. We'll check if it's on Melani Warren, or it is on Warren, her second foul. So two free throws from Mack, but a three-pointer from Warren, extending this lead to 28. First free throw, no good from Mack. And as we said in this game, nobody's eliminated tonight. It is more basketball for both of these teams, but as you said, Paul, they've been really... Both these teams really want to play next week at Sullivan Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. For Clovis West, attempting to win their 14th straight Central Section Championship. I believe the state record is 17 as far as section championships. That's by St. Mary's in the Sac Joaquin section. One thing about Clovis West is...
Scoot over
and gets a basket there underneath is... You know, there's a little bit of pressure on every Clovis West team every year. They don't want to be the team that breaks the streak. The way these girls have come out tonight, they're well on their way to another attempt.
I made a pass back. It's up ahead to Palacios, three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Martinez.
I just see Chapman just flying out and challenging that three-point shot.
Chapman now crossing the midcourt. Up ahead with speed, left-hand layup, spins off the glass and gets it to fall. Lead up to 31, 47-16 with 5:05 to go in this third. Kirkpatrick dribbling in the key, bounce pass. Up ahead, back to Kirkpatrick, no good on the front iron. Scoot over, rebound, and up ahead is Clovis West now. Chapman hesitates, spin, pass, scoon over, backside, layup good.
And everything's just working Clovis West way.
Almeida, just a pass that I think was, it was deflected. What? It just went to the stands, and you don't see Almeida just throw a pass wildly to the stands, but they said it was not tipped.
I mean,
would assume a player like that's not going to throw it into the stands. Yeah, like
she's
that.
Not arguing that much, so maybe it wasn't.
Maybe her arm was deflected. So that was a very strange play. But ahead now, Curry back out. Williams back in the basketball game and a high arcing three that just lands on the top of the backboard. Paul, you don't see many misses up there.
Yeah, she's gonna want. Seems want
like,
that one back.
Seems like Williams has the green light anytime she's on
well,
the court.
Well, yeah, you know, she hit that first one, and you mentioned that she's been out for a lot of the year with injury, so she's certainly not shy, right? Getting her shots up.
Guzman up ahead, Kirkpatrick, and Kirkpatrick,
and she gets a steal.
Steal as Williams is coming the other way for Clovis West. Dribbling hard on Robocava. Off the top of the glass, no good. Scoot over, though, cleaning it up with another two. 51-16, Clovis West putting a statement on this one as Almeida throws it over the head of Rubalcalva. And now it's going to be Clovis West basketball in their own territory here. Inbounding it is Grace Franklin, the freshman. Bounce pass to Chapman. Chapman still in this basketball game here. 51-16 as she guides the offense, dribbles left side, just pulling up three-pointer, and it rolls home. Long two, excuse me. 53-16. Got to give some help to Almeida back here. They do as Kirkpatrick comes back. Now she's dribbling the basketball up ahead to Almeida. Almeida back to Kirkpatrick down there in the front court. Spin, dribbling, right side, bounce pass inside as a turn shot, no good. From a player we don't have a number on or name of here on the roster. Chapman, though, the other way with the rebound. She's going to fire a three-step back. No good. And a push from behind. Schoonover was pushed on the rebound attempt. And it was Almeida who commits the foul.
Yeah, just after Mack, when she's on the bench, there is not a lot of height at all for Carruthers.
I think we got a timeout here from Coach Anna Almeida, and we're going to take it with him. 53-16 with 3:20 to go in this third quarter on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back. High School Hoops out of the timeout. Clovis West will inbound. Chapman. Trying to find somewhere to go. She's going to throw away in the backcourt to Martinez. Jocelyn Martinez back to Chapman, who's holding the basketball. Now she puts it to the floor. Up ahead is Schoonover. Nice front from Almeida, but finds Warren, and Clovis West retains possession. Chapman over to Martinez. Martinez looking to match the basketball. Goes it to Warren. Warren guarded tightly on the three-point line. 9 seconds and a push on Carruthers here. Number 22 is Mariah Rubalcalva. Her first foul. So reset the shot clock here for Clovis West. Martinez the inbound. Up to Warren. Warren double teamed on the baseline. Picks up her dribble. Got to pass it. Martinez cutting in. Ooh. Off the glass. Took the contact. Still gets it to go.
Yeah, that could have been an and one. Martinez playing a heck of a basketball game.
55-16, Clovis West leads. Guzman, the Carruthers the other way, Palacio. Palacios to a cutting Almeida, who fires a little floater in the key and gets it to go.
She is really good at that shot. It's in the state
Scootover's wide open as Willis finds her.
The state championship game the last 2 years for Carruthers. Almeida was absolutely deadly from inside the paint. At that last shot to go, reminded me of those buckets she was scoring.
Corner three, Rubalcalva way too strong. Yeah. Another fight for the basketball. Martinez was flying in there. It was off of her, but somehow she found a way to the basketball again. And he's You got some more substitutions for Coach Campbell. Martinez sits, Willis sits, Warren sits, Chapman still out there, Williams back in, Schoonover still in, Curry into this basketball game. Palacios gets the inbound, 14 on the shot clock. She's guarded tightly by Williams, and we got a foul. And she's got to be out Clovis West there. And Grace Franklin got a hold on the call there. Away from the ball, so stays Clovis West, or stays Carruthers basketball. Inbound to Almeida. New shot clock. 2 minutes to go in this third. She fires another long two. It rolls off and no good. Clovis West with the rebound. Chapman now coming with speed. Catch and shoot. Curry, no good. Off the front side and a rebound Carruthers. Guzman ahead. And yes, we do have it over the back as Palacios kind of did a little hop to try to ensure she stayed in the front court, but it was just a little too behind her and a turnover for Carruthers.
Yes. Out of all the turnovers from Carruthers tonight, that was probably the one that was the most unforced, right? And you see Clovis West is kind of meeting them at half court now. Coach Campbell and his staff have not doing the trapping in the backcourt. I like that move.
Martinez dribbling around in the key, gets it to Williams. Williams progresses it to Grace Franklin, who flies in layup attempt. Fight for the basketball. It's off of Clovis West. And we'll go Carruthers' way as Chapman's going to take a seat. We'll see if that's the last time we see her in this basketball game.
You know she wants to play.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
a gamer.
Coach Campbell, of course, asks for a lot from his teams.
Well, yeah, that, and you know we're gonna see this for the rest of the game. It doesn't matter who's in the game for Clovis West.
Made a long three, no good.
Doesn't matter who's in for them, right? He, when you get on the court, he doesn't play to the clock. He plays to every possession. So you know whether you're the 10th man on the court or on the team or the 12th, you expect certain things from you.
Williams no good on the three. Jocelyn Martinez fights for the board and rips it away. Nearly a jump off. See, Coach Campbell's going to call a timeout. And we'll stay here. And speak more to that, Paul, in terms of as we have 51 seconds to go in this third. 39-point lead. But every moment's a teaching moment, right, for Coach Campbell's teams. And this is why they're on that 14-year streak of winning the Central section.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a program that I've covered for 10 years, and I've had a lot of conversation with Coach Campbell. He's been very welcoming when I've wanted to check out practices and welcoming with his time as well, that I greatly appreciate. And you know like I said, you know, a couple minutes ago, he demands certain things from every one of his players, and if you're not performing at a certain level, you're not going to see the court, and it doesn't matter. He plays to the possession. He doesn't necessarily play to the score. That's what championship programs do.
Chapman, Martinez is open for a three. Catch and shoot. Nails it. 60 on the scoreboard for Clovis West.
Well, one of the Clovis West three losses this year, the Bishop Gorman, Central East, and Clovis. In that Clovis lost, Schoonover and Martinez only scored 4 total points in that game. That was one of the reasons why they struggled. But not tonight. Martinez has been the best player on the court.
Lonnie Warren off the steal. Another layup on the right side. And we're at 3-2. Almeida gets it up ahead. Palacio shot, but it's no dice after the buzzer. 62-18. Clovis West leads after three. We'll wrap it up here with the fourth quarter next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
Start of the fourth quarter, Clovis West with the basketball, and I believe, Paul, the rule is running clock after 35. And it is a running clock at the moment now.
I see a lot of subs, too, for Clovis West.
So Clovis West looks all but assured a spot here now at Selland, which as we wrap up this game, 62-18 with 7:30 to go. Carruthers the other way. Robert Calva, three-pointer on its way. Rattles in and out, no good. Rebound attempt as Palacios gets it to fall. 62-20. Some good experience here in a playoff setting for some of the younger players. Zan Williams able to lay it up on the tough runner there. 64-20. Off the hands up ahead. Carruthers up to Mack, and she was off her hands, so Clovis West basketball. Greg Campbell's taking notes. He's taking notes of what he's seeing still in this fourth quarter, right?
I mean, you never know. You never know when an injury could happen or.
Williams no good on the corner three. Here comes Almeida. Almeida with some steam. Right side. No good. Williams with the rebound.
I do want to mention that Emmy Almeida is committed to play basketball at Fresno Pacific next season. So excited to watch her career continue here in the Valley.
Jasmine Martinez with a three-pointer. Some good local talent in this game staying home, right?
Yeah.
We have Almeida staying at Fresno Pacific. We got Schoonover.
Fresno State. And Ramey Chapman's got some offers. They got a Bakersfield offer, and she's only a junior.
We'll call the three-pointer knocks down. You like that when you see the local talent sticking around a little bit, right, Paul?
Absolutely.
For the basketball, Martinez ahead to Williams. Williams dribbling, hesitation, back to the basket,
backdoor
shot. Ooh, no good as Martinez contacted hard, but no call. Almeida the other way for Carruthers to the corner is Rebel Calva, three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound is Guzman underneath, pass back out Almeida, the straightaway three-pointer, rattle zone. 67-26, Clovis West leads. Williams taking the contact, no shot. It was a foul, though, on Leah Palacios.
Speaking of local talent, Phil, and Clovis West, any update on DJ Stickman who went down with an injury?
I don't have an official word DJ Stickman. However, it's characterized. Folks who are watching that game, and we got a ball stuck above our
come on, Phil, you can jump up. Jump off the stage. Use your hops. Get up there.
Ramey Chapman already with the basketball here.
Of course, Rames.
One shot. She's got to do
it. Got one shot. Yep.
There she goes.
There's a lot of pressure on that. Let's be honest, right?
Right.
You got to do it on the first try. Right?
Were you ever the guy that had to get the basketball off the top?
No. What are you saying, Phil? That I would shoot a shot so poorly that it would get stuck at the top? I would never.
Of course not.
Never.
Of course not. You had the shooter touch.
Never.
Three-pointer no good for Carruthers. Rebound Clovis West. Carruthers still going to kind of play this press up here with 4:30 to go. Testing some of these second-unit Clovis West girls. They get up ahead, though. Three-pointer from Martinez in the corner. Another one. 70-26.
Yeah, so in case there's any confusion, that's Jasmine Martinez, number 15. Had a great game that Jocelyn, number 4, has had for Clovis West, leading scorer.
20 points for Jocelyn Martinez.
Was that Jocelyn or was that?
No, that was Jasmine.
Yeah, that was Jasmine. That's what I thought.
I have no idea if there's a relation.
I don't know either.
Both seniors, so I don't know. Maybe we don't want to speculate. 3:50 to go and ticking as we close in on a final here. Of course, I don't know if we'll have a final from the Clovis side by the time we wrap up. Maybe we'll get to that at some point.
Well, let's see. All
right.
I got something here. This text went through. 32-29 Clovis, 2 minutes left in the third.
Okay.
That was at 7:01. So 7 minutes ago, real time, that was my last text.
So we may not know who they who is moving on the other side of the bracket after this one's said and done.
Well, you better believe Clovis West wants to know. They'll be waiting around.
Oh, I bet you. If we talk to Craig Campbell, he'll be. That'll be his first question. What's going on the other side?
Oh,
and
no.
We got another stuck ball in between the rim and the backboard, Paul.
All right, where's Ramey? Come on. Two for two. She wants it.
Two for two, huh?
This one's a little bit easier. This one's the rim. Omar, the ref should try it.
He's got it.
All right, that was easier. All
right. Two for two. And there goes the Scuddy basketball.
Yeah, that one's seen better days. That looks like it's hit the blacktop plenty of times. Hey, and good to see our guy in blue here, Bob Barnett.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him much this year.
Beginning of the season.
Can't miss him. The Central Section historian. The one and only.
Just the man who knows all.
What was he saying, Phil, before we came up? He's like, oh, Paul, I've been working since, working December on and getting all those football stats. Just barely finished it. I need help.
What do you think, Paul? How many of these years around us here at Clovis West has he seen?
Oh, gosh.
Titles.
He's seen it all. From probably the Steve Cleveland days when he coached boys here.
Carruthers on offense, 2 minutes now to go. It's Palacios off the glass.
Good shot.
Knocks it down.
Nice shot. Good execution.
30 points for Carruthers now. 70-30. Got some more names.
Lefty.
In. Three-pointer is Kamora Morris with a shot there. Good to see her in the basketball game. Let's call it another name as Jayla Williams is in. As Franklin gets contacted as Palacios with her fourth foul. Kind of a hard contact as Grace Franklin kind of blindsided a little bit of where Palacios was.
Yeah. Oh, they're calling her on the ground?
I don't think she was gathering for a shot. Still.
Yeah, they are calling on the ground.
Trying to maybe get the shot going. But Mackenzie Pritchardson for this Clovis West squad. Any other names? Anaya Washington in. So we got everybody on the roster. We got to travel.
Come on, Omar. Let him play.
The Clovis West, with a minute to go now, will punch a ticket to Cellon Arena, a place they're all so familiar with. Carruthers will sit for a little bit now. Got to stay warm when you're getting ready for state tournaments. And of course, I don't know if we can project kind of where they're going to be and where that'll line up for them, but Carruthers ain't done.
Well, they're defending D2 state champs, so that's kind of where I assume they'd put them. Emmanuel wins 63-25 in the girls' game. Just got a text.
20 seconds to go. We tick down. Clovis West wrapping up this one. On offense is Franklin. Met underneath. Fight for a jump ball. I don't even know if we need to inbound it anymore here.
Running clock.
And Coach Gamble says, hold it. 1 second. No seconds. Clovis West wins in semifinal here at home, 70-32, and they are heading back to Cellon Arena to try to make a quest for 15 complete here on 1430. So we'll be back on 1430 ESPN Fresno to wrap it all up here.
All right, see you, Bob.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back. Postgame here on 1430 ESPN. 70-32, Clovis West defeats Carruthers here in the semifinal, and they're on their way to Cellon Arena 8 days from tonight, and we're pleased to be joined by head coach Craig Campbell. Craig, how would you characterize your play tonight, the girls, the way they battled here in this basketball game tonight?
You know, we've had a lot of ups and downs this year, and it sounds crazy at a 28-3 record, but we've won some games that we probably shouldn't have, and we've had some closer than they should have been as well. And all year it's been like trying to get some consistency. Early in the year I thought we raised our ceiling, but I thought our floor stayed the same. So we still had a very low floor for a long time. We had a great 4 days of practice leading up to St. Joe's, and then believe it or not, we had our worst practice of the year the day before the game. So I walked in going, I don't know what the heck we're going to get from this group. And then it just something snapped. I mean, maybe 4 great days of practice are going to have a lay an egg, but I'm glad we did it then. But we've had tremendous energy against two good teams with talented players. Coach Almeida does such a tremendous job with her kids. Emmy's dynamic. Celeste is a stud inside, and they just play basketball the right way. And so we were hoping if we played to our potential, we'd be successful, but I definitely didn't anticipate as being as successful as we were tonight.
Watching you over the last 10 years or so, you're when your defense is clicking and you guys are firing at the right time and double-teaming, anticipating passes, that's when you guys are at your best. You guys come out with that 17-0 start to the game. You mentioned how you guys came out fired up. I mean, just talk about the defense pressure and your game plan and how they are able to execute it.
Well, we've struggled this year with leadership, which has led to our inconsistency. Ramey Chapman's been brilliant the last two games, and when she's dialed in, everybody follows suit. When she shuts down a little bit or gets frustrated, there's hasn't been a consistent person to step up and fill in. And so she, Ramey has definitely set the tone for us, but, you know, like Riley Schoonover tonight, she had 12 points, whatever she had, but was absolutely dominant. She was everywhere on the floor. She's making plays. She was doing so many things she wasn't doing earlier in the year, so her game's really grown. And, you know, as a D1 kid, you could have been like, well, I got my scholarship. I'm going to do what I do. And we've made it uncomfortable for her, and she's bought in. And she made tremendous, tremendous plays tonight over the court. But and then our senior leadership, Joss, Lonnie, Schoon, I mean, those are kids that they expect to get there. And we told the kids before the game that this is the game Clovis West expects to be in every year. Some teams are happy to get here. This is the game we expect to be in. And now we got an opportunity to go back. And, you know, people are knocking us this year for losing games, but let's give Clovis and Central and these teams some credit.
Right.
There's really good teams. It's not, yeah, we're not playing up to our standard, but they're really good, and they're part of why we have it. And so for these kids to get a 14th straight trip there, especially when we looked a little shaky at times in league, you know, and whatever comes out over there, we're going to have another battle, and then everything from here on out is just a gauntlet. So I'm really proud of this team for we continue to run our head into the wall trying to get it out of them, and they're finally buying in at the right time.
You have a score update as at the moment right now.
The latest update.
Clovis up by 4 with 5:30 to go right now, about a couple minutes ago. So
that was at 7:15.
So, Craig, regardless of what happens there between those two teams, what kind of game are you anticipating with either of those track teams, and, you know, characterizing how this season has kind of gone? What are you facing with either of those teams in Cellon Arena in 8 days?
Well, they're two totally different teams. Obviously, Clovis has been there with us, and Cellon's a different experience. I mean, people don't understand that it's not a high school gym, and sometimes the moment can be too big for kids. These are kids, and so, you know, and they always do a great job with the fanfare, and the kids feel like $1 million, and you can get sucked up into that. And so Clovis having some experience there would lend to them. Central being there the first time, it's a big difference. So we would hope to draw on our experience a bit there, but they're two very good teams that are totally different, though. The way Clovis plays and scores and defends is different than the strengths of Central. And they're equal, but they're different. And so, you know, we know both of them well. There's things we think we did well against both, and there's things we think we did really poorly against both. So if we can clean that up over the next week, and I'm sure they feel the same way, it should be a heck of a championship either way.
In the locker room, what are some of the things that you're talking to us with the audience right now, some of the things that you're going to talk to them in the locker room right now, what's going to be the speech?
You know, I'm very long-winded a lot of times, and after St. Joe's, I kept it very short, told them great job. You know, a lot of teams would take tomorrow off. We're practicing tomorrow. We got work to do. We got things to clean up still. So our kids know to expect to be back in the gym tomorrow. So I'll keep it far shorter. I mean, when they play as hard as they did, I can live with the mistakes. When they're not playing hard and the pouting stuff comes out and all that stuff, that's just not me. But you know me, Paul. I mean, what you're going to hear on the radio is what you're going to hear in the locker room. I am who I am. I'm very transparent. So, you know, whatever I'm discussing here, I don't mince words in there and vice versa. So, I mean, I really got on our kids in the second quarter because we got a comfortable lead, and then we kind of let off the gas. And then we started taking bad shots.
You did call a timeout.
I called timeout.
23-7. You're calling
timeout.
And
I really laid into them because and part of that's my respect for Carruthers.
Yeah.
I know what they're capable of, but I also know that we start chasing butterflies sometimes and lose focus quickly. And so that was a refocus timeout.
Well, Craig, we can't wait to see what your team's capable of in 8 days from tonight and back at Sellen for Quest for 15. I know that streak is always talked about, but it's another year with you guys up there, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, every team has their own journey, and we try to get these guys to understand. I think this team is, I think, felt some pressure this year, and we really don't talk about it much as a team, but, you know, the people on campus and the alumni and the media and everybody's 21, 21, 21 in a row. And, you know, I think that got to some of them because we have a lot of inexperience. And I think it ate at some of them and not having a lot of maturity on the floor. But I think they're, you know, took a breath of fresh air. And that was my whole thing to them. It's not pressure to win Valley and to get to Valley, to get to Sellen. It's an opportunity. You know, and most of you will never play on a championship team, even in college. Most of you guys are not going to championship programs. So this might be your last time to play for a championship. So you don't get there by playing not to lose. You got to go out and hit people in the mouth and see what happens at the end.
Craig, we'll let you get to your team. We appreciate you taking some time, and congrats again on the win, and we'll see you in 8 days.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for covering student-athletes, too. They really need this, and it's appreciated.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, as always. Craig Campbell here on 1430 ESPN. We'll take a break. We'll recap it all next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, postgame here, 70-32, Clovis West a winner over Carruthers. And, Paul, we just had Craig Campbell on, and he said a lot of different things, of course, about this basketball game, but you were talking about kind of how his demeanor was and how he goes. You've been around him for many years now. What's the message within the message from Coach Campbell and what you saw there in our postgame?
Well, yeah, I mean, he seemed really fired up and excited just the way that his team came out and played. One thing that did stick out, too, and he said this, I have a lot of respect for Coach Almeida and what she's done with the program. We know the storylines last year with Larry Trigueiro passing away after the Clovis High loss. Just the tragedy with that and just the heavy hearts and how they responded winning a state championship. So the respect factor is extremely high between both of these coaches. So that stood out to me. But, you know, how excited he was for how his team performed on the court. He came to us, and he's a very transparent guy, like he said. And he said, I don't know what team I'm going to get. He said, we've had some good practices, and we had kind of a crappy practice. I don't know if we're going to get the 70% of the good Clovis West or get the 30% of the bad Clovis West that he's seen this year. And to me, he got the 100% team effort that you want to see in the playoff in a high-level situation. And that's what we saw tonight. And he was excited about how all that stuff that you work on and you practice on, the scouting reports, how it translated to the court, right? As a coach, that's all you can do. Prepare the best you can. And when the ball is tipped, right, make some adjustments and do all that stuff. But the kids are the ones that are playing the game. And he was just excited for how they came out and everybody chipped in and Schoonover did this. And we mentioned the two block shots that we saw early and how they just set the tone defensively and how Martinez came in and scored her 20 points and how Ramey was, you know, dishing and passing and the leadership and all those things that can make this Clovis West team great. And he saw that on the court. And they got a quest for another Central Section Championship. They can raise the bar even higher and etch their name once again in the history books. We have an update.
They feel like they're ramping up. Just real quick on Clovis West, they feel like they're on a good trajectory. And Coach Campbell's put it best, and I'm alluding to what I'm going to kind of get to next is. This league got better.
It did.
This league got better. It's not like Clovis West fell off. It is the fact that there are challengers now here in the Central Section, especially in the track. And, of course, you have an update on the other one that's going on right now. And Paul, I think for anyone sounding the alarm bells and, oh, my God, they didn't win 21 in a row, you know, I think it's more of indicative of who's in their league as opposed to them and what they've done.
I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, I think there's no doubt now who the top three teams are in the Central Section. They all played in the track. And, you know, and I love the way that Coach Campbell phrased it, right? You know, that it's hard when, you know, you have the expectations and they don't win track and everyone's talking and whispering. And he knows it. He hears it. It's like each team has its own journey. And we had some growing up to do. And he's like, we have another opportunity to prove, right, that we still play pretty good basketball here at Clovis West, and we're still the top dog around here. And I love how he gave credit to the other schools. They're like, hey, yeah, sure, maybe, you know, we're now 28-3 and we may be a little bit down, and, you know, people with their own eyeballs are saying this and saying that, but those other two schools are really darn good. Is that a good segue to an update, Phil?
It's been a pretty darn game, good game on the other side of the bracket, right, Paul? We've been monitoring the score, and you have a score update here?
I do. So it was a 24-22 game at halftime between Clovis and Central East. But with 45 seconds left, we got the score at 51-43. Clovis High is winning. So it looks that way.
Looks
barring
like
a miracle, a Reggie Miller-esque ending.
I would not put anything past between those two teams
right.
of a miracle happening, Paul.
Yeah.
We saw last time, a week and a half ago. So I'm not putting it out of the realm of possibility for Central East.
Unless we see the final.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to believe it when we see it. So we're not going to project anything yet. Could look like Clovis against Clovis West, but we don't have a final just quite yet in terms of things. I wonder if, well, no, my cell coverage isn't good enough, so I don't know if we're going to have a score roundup. But you're going to have a roundup on your show tomorrow.
Absolutely.
On it as well. Real quick, let's pick a player of the game tonight. Mm. Valley Athletics star of the game tonight. I think there's an obvious one for us.
I think three that I mentioned.
Yeah.
Chapman, Martinez, and Schoonover all
I'll score in double digits tonight for Clovis West.
Who are you going with, Phil?
I just think Martinez was so solid on the defensive side as well. Schoonover, I thought, really set a tone nicely, like Coach said. She had a really good first bit of that game fronting Celeste Mack
sure.
and really taking her out in terms of the passing lanes. But Jocelyn Martinez was all over the court tonight in terms of her defense and her offense. So with her 20 points leading the way as well, Paul, I got to imagine Jocelyn Martinez got to be our
I'm good with that. 14 in the first half, and again, she was a recipient of a lot of really good passes from Ramey. She just put herself in a good position to score, right? Got a lot of buckets underneath,
right.
So yeah, let's do it. I'm good.
Jocelyn Martinez, our Valley Athletics star of the game tonight for Clovis West girls basketball. All right, Paul, we got your show tomorrow, and you're still formulating your guest list as we speak.
I got one more to fill.
Yeah,
a 12-minute segment.
What can we anticipate in tomorrow's program?
Well, a breakdown of all this good stuff. Selland Arena is going to be set, so we'll break it down the best we can tomorrow. I got Adrian Martinez on the show.
Awesome.
Here at Clovis West, right? It's very fitting that he should come on. He comes on every year. Backup quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers this year. Just a great guy. You're going to hear his story and his year with the Niners. What's next for him? I got a Tascadero coach, Augie Johnston, coming on, right? So we're going to hear a little Coast Schools. They're playing Clovis High in the D2 championship game that we're going to have.
Right.
Am I spoiling it, Phil?
No, you're not spoiling it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to have on the radio, Phil and I are going to broadcast that game 8 o'clock on Friday. So good to know how their program is doing. Good win against Hoover last night. Coach Craig Campbell just confirmed as he's walking away. Craig, you got 10 minutes to come on the show tomorrow. Coach Campbell's coming on. And then I got one more slot to fill. So I got a few options. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be basketball related.
Well, it's going to be great. And it's 10 a.m. to noon on 1430 ESPN, live from First String Sports, as always. And, Paul, you're going to have a great perspective on that. So. All right. I've tried to delay as much as we can. We don't have that Clovis final, so we're
going
to have to sign off. Jorge is on by the hour. So let's sign off here now on 1430 ESPN Fresno. Once again, Phil Bonatti here for Paul Metters and Jorge back in the studio. Joe producing the social media content as well. Once again, our final, Clovis West a winner, heading to Selland over Carruthers. 70-32.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Fresno. A special thank you to A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn for making all this possible.